Livewire with Ling Pang.
This is Ling Pang for Livewire. My guest today is a very talented performer, singer, songwriter, Haywood. Welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm very, very happy to get to speak to you.
I have been so looking forward to speaking to my idol.
Oh, bless your cotton socks. If I'm your idol, I'm yours. You're mine.
You actually come from a musical family because of your father.
Yeah.
Your father, Donald Haywood.
Yes, Donald Haywood from The Fantastics. You know, he passed away a few years ago, and so I just stay connected to it with him. You know, play his music, play, you know, so I can hear his voice. And it's so beautiful.
It's keeping the legacy going for your father, isn't it, Haywood?
Absolutely. Mm. Absolutely. My sister actually is also, she's an incredible singer, MZ. And we do a lot of things together. But we love, we'll play one of his songs. Mm. And she's in London and I'm in Miami right now. And we will just sing at the top of our voices, you know, together with him. It's like singing with him. So it's so lovely.
Your father, actually their band relocated to the UK in the late 60s and then later on changed the name to The Fantastics. Were you born here in the United Kingdom?
I was, yes. I was born in London. I was born and bred in London, So I went to stage school, Corona Stage School in Chiswick when I was 12 or 13. Mm. I'm very proud to be a Londoner.
You have been traveling all over the world because of your music career.
Yes. I love traveling. I love it. I love meeting different people, you know, and, you know, different weather and different cultures and different food and just, I really love it.
You are very diverse. You have done many, many things as an artist in singing, dancing, in movies. Are you mostly a singer-performer at heart?
Yes, I'm primarily a singer-songwriter-performer or singer-songwriter-entertainer, old school. Yeah, I'm primarily that. I love singing, I love music, and I love dancing. You know, I started off as a dancer as a kid, and I used to dance on Top of the Pops, the last group called Zoo. And before I got my deal, my original deal, but record deal. And I love it. I mean, I'm always singing, I'm always writing, I'm always dancing. I'm exploring hip hop right now, which I find really interesting. And Latin hip hop.
You starred in the West End theatre production of Bubbly Brown Sugar and appeared regularly on Europe's longest running TV show, Top of the Pops. That is so loved by the British public. Yeah. I love Top of the Pops.
Oh, yeah. Top of the Pops was so fun, especially in the 80s. You know, it was a fun time. Very colourful, very melodic.
I miss it, you know when they start.
Positive.
It used to be on the Thursday evening, wasn't it? We all want to see who's number one. And they were part of our life, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. It was great.